I'll say a word or two before you go with it. This is Proverbs chapter 4, and I will read verse 25 and 26. It said, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all your ways be established. Again, verse 25. Let your eyes look right on. Let your eyelids look straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. I want to speak quickly on the subject, living with the future in mind. Living with the future in mind. Let your eyes look straight. Let your eyelids look right ahead. Refuse for your destiny to end in today. Refuse for your life to be buried in yesterday. Look forward. Look ahead. Think ahead. Plan ahead. Act ahead. And I am going to say three things quickly that you should not forget. Number one, life is an investment. Actions dash. Actions are seeds that produce the dividends of the future. Life is an investment. Actions are seeds that produce the dividends of the future. Meaning of it is, your behavior determines your becoming. Secondly, today's actions are the foundations for tomorrow's outcome. Today's actions are the foundations for tomorrow's outcome. You cannot change your outcome tomorrow until you change your actions today. Finally, the decisions and actions of yesterday determined your position today. The decisions and actions of yesterday determined your position today. And the meaning of that is, the decisions and actions of today are deciding your destinations of tomorrow. That's the meaning of this third statement. If the decisions and the actions of yesterday determined your position today, it means that the decisions and the actions of today are deciding or determining your destinations of tomorrow. Very, very important. Nobody is anywhere by chance. Choices determine chances. Choices determine placement. The question that this message wants to ask is, what future are you creating with your decisions and your actions? When I talk about future, I'm talking about two major things. Future in eternity and the future in this world. What future are we creating? Are you creating with your decisions and your actions of today? The decisions and the actions determine our future in eternity and our future on earth. And I want to look quickly at three investments that determine our future. The decisions we make and the actions we take concerning three things. Number one, time. The investment of time. The decision concerning what you do with time and your action regarding time determines your eternal destiny and determines your destiny on earth. Time applied in relationship with God, applied in quality relationship with God. So you can put that as 1A. Time invested in quality relationship with God guarantees a destiny of quality in eternity. Time invested in quality relationship with God guarantees a destiny of quality in eternity. Secondly, time invested in quality activity on earth guarantees a destiny of profitability on earth. Time invested in quality activity on earth guarantees a destiny of profitability. So you use your time in relationship with God, and you use your time in quality activity, maybe improving yourself mentally, improving yourself in skill, getting things that add value to yourself. They produce results in time and eternity, as against sitting down and watching things on internet or watching things on television endlessly that have no value for your life. Things that waste you. See, you can spend time, you can waste time, and you can invest time. There are those who waste time. The wastage of time, it's when you are chatting aimlessly for the next 3 hours and achieving nothing. The spending of time is when you are sitting down in front of a screen that is adding nothing to your life. The investment of time is when you put time into something that brings out result. Am I communicating? Question is, what future are you creating with your time? Is it the kind of future you would like? What future are you creating with your time? The Zambian High Commissioner here today, when he came with the Zambian National Broadcasting Corporation General Manager, and I gave him books for himself, books for several other people, materials. I think I gave like three or four books to each of them. The man looked at me and said, with all you are doing, you still have time to write books? He said, so what do you do with your own time? We are here. I preached yesterday. I preached the day before yesterday 6 times. I'm preaching today, I'm preaching the evening, I'm preaching tomorrow 2 times. I'm preaching on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday 6 times. Journey continues. The journey started since. It continues. Books are being written. Seeds of destiny are coming out. Songs are coming out. Churches are being planted. Crusades are going on. Churches are being dedicated. Administration is happening. Construction is going on for almost 100,000 seat auditorium. What? After I finish this service now, I'm going on construction round. You know, in medicine, we call it ward round. You go to do round and check the patients. After now, I'm going for project round. And then after the project round, okay, how is the gallery coming up? How is the roofing coming up? How is this coming up? Okay, I check here and check here. And then I return back for the evening service. And then I finish the evening service and the schedule continues. Hallelujah. And then more songs and then more writings with the same 24 hours. You should be looking haggard and looking old. For where? No. Laziness is more tiring than diligence. When you don't know what to do with your life, life is a burden. Life, you sleep tired, wake up tired. Is God speaking to somebody here? Diligence is more energizing than indolence. Diligence is more energizing than laziness. The investment of time, second, is the investment of resources. And quality investment, that's the first. Quality investment in endeavors that benefits both eternity and humanity. It's the right application. Eternity and humanity. The Bible says, lay up treasure where thieves don't break through to steal. Quality investment. Tithing, sacrifice, free will giving, and all these givings to the poor, the less privileged, the priest, and so on. They are imputes that have tangible impact. See the woman that the armed robbers went to her house. Was it 15 or 14 armed robbers? With AK-47, with pump action, with all manner of knives. They were there trying to see how to get into their house. For 3 hours, they couldn't find road. Until police came and they exchanged fire with the police and scattered. They woke up by 7 a.m. only to discover what happened in the night. Because it was a house that sacrifice built. The sacrifice was called in church and they came and gave in 6 zeros. And under 3 months, they built 2 duplexes in Abuja. And that was the kind of house that the vagabond devil and his agents want to invade. No way. Investment into the endeavor that benefit both eternity and humanity. And secondly, it is investment that multiplies resources. It's investment unto multiplication. When people, again, there are people who waste money, there are people who spend money, and there are people who invest money. Those who waste it are those who are just under pressure to see how to finish money as soon as it enters their hands. Those who spend it are those who are looking for the latest new thing to buy. Those who invest it are those who multiply it first And out of the harvest of the multiplication, they can gratify their pleasure a little and multiply. Am I communicating? If God is speaking to someone here, say loud amen. Those who they call wealthy people, before they spend 1 million, there is 100 million somewhere. Those who are poor people, that 1 million they have, they will borrow 500 on top and spend it. That's the way their mind works. They are expenditure centered. The others are investment minded. They are multiplication minded. But we'll leave that for another day. Maybe you look for the message I preached on the Joseph wisdom, and then you'll get out there. But when you see somebody who is begging for money in his old years, he wasted life in his early years. He wasted it. He wasted life in his early years. Especially somebody who came in contact with opportunity. Not that opportunity to steal, genuine opportunity. You will never waste your life. So it's the investment of time, the investment of resources, and finally the investment of talent and energy. The investment of giftings. And again, there are two areas here. First is quality investment in the service and worship of God. Quality investment in the service and worship of God. Quality investment of energy and talent using your giftings. See what I am doing now in the presence of the Lord, and I'm dancing and doing like this. You saw it. There are some young men who wasted such life in nightclub. What did they get? Hangover. What did they get? Chronic liver disease from alcoholism. What did they get? Bronchiogenic carcinoma from tobacco. What did they get? Human immunodeficiency virus. Wasteful life. One of my cousins, he saw me dancing like that one day in the service, and he was in the service. And he used to do life in those days. He did life very well. He looked at me and said, "See what you are doing for God. We did it for the devil." Say, "Your own is for you." How lucky you are. Enjoying yourself and enjoying God with this life. You see, our own, it was the devil we did it for. Guys, far beyond 50. No home yet. We did our own for the devil. Am I communicating at all? Invest. People, if serving God is a waste of energy, waste your energy on God. Waste it on God. If releasing talent for God is a waste, waste it on God. And then you look at people like us, and look at people like Dr. Van Bishop Oyedepo, and Baba Iye Adeboye, and others like that, and you will see the outcome of how to waste on God. What it means to be a wasted person. I think I'm a wasted person now, isn't it? See this, how this man wasted his life. See a man that should have lived very well, and you know, see how he wasted himself for God. I think this is waste now. Eh? I am envying some people who are unbelievers now, right? I'm envying some of them now. Why? See how I wasted my time serving God. I wish I didn't go to church. I would have been like this man now. There's not one like that under heaven. No, not one. Quality investment of your time and energy. And secondly, quality investment of talent and energy, and finally, is a quality investment of energy and talent to impact a generation. That is donating your life to make sure that a generation is touched by what God put in you. A generation is impacted by the giftings and the graces you carry. I was at the Lord's Garden the other day and a man met me. He came to church for the first time on Sunday. He said, "Pastor, that song the choir sang, it was me." He said, "It was because of me God gave you that song. I'm the one." Somebody sent a message from Lagos. He said, "That song was my own." Another one sent a message. "It was my own." So the question is, whose own is it then? What of me? Do you understand what I'm talking about? One song, many devil die. From the UK, another one sent an email or something. He said, "I had almost lost hope, but that song came and injected fire and gave me the courage to keep on going." If God has ever given you any grace, any gifting, whatever it is, that is how to use it. To mark a generation. To rescue the perishing. To add value to your world. And above all, take people from hell to heaven. I see you stepping there. You shall not waste your life. Summary of what I have said is, what you do with your time, what you do with your resources, what you do with your talent and energy is determining your tomorrow, is shaping your future, either for good or for bad. There are people in prison now because of where they spend their time, because of what they did with their energy. They are in prison there now. Is God speaking to anybody here? You will not waste your life. You will not waste your life. You will not waste your life. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Amen. Somebody had a challenge some time ago. And one of our people went to see. That's one of our people, leadership in church. Just go to see how he can be helped. And it's a chronic unbeliever, but he's pretending to be a Christian. The leader went to the church, to the police station, to see how he can bail him. But on reaching there, he realized that another police station came to borrow him from this police station for another case. They came to do what? For another case. He had another case. They borrowed him for investigation. They will refund him later. What a life. What a life. What you do with your time, what you do with your resources, what you do with your energy is creating for you a future. Please, first of all, decide the kind of future you want. And secondly, decide the price to pay. Decide the future you want spiritually, the future you want financially, the future you want in every realm. Decide it. Determine it. And the next thing to do is to decide the price. Determine the price to pay. This is what I will do with my time if I want to see the power of God in my life. This is what I will do with my resources if I want to be connected to supplies, endless supplies from heaven. This is what I will do with my energy if I am to mark my generation. Decide the future you are looking forward to, both in eternity and in time. And decide the price to pay. It's a new day for you. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands in the praise of God. We're not going to be here much longer. Just lift your hands and say after me, say, "Father, I thank you for your word to me.